Every week, new wonders appear as gardener Sam Garland watches spring wash through the bishop's garden.
It is the season of budding and blossom, with trees and shrubs spangled with shoots, leaves unfurling from twigs, and stems pushing up through the bare earth. In his first springtime as head gardener for the Bishop of Norwich, the appropriately named Sam Garland is thrilled to find out exactly what is emerging in the city's oldest private garden. Not that he has much time for simply watching. The four-acre patch of paradise in the Cathedral Close keeps him constantly busy, planning, potting, planting, pruning, propagating, picking, digging, weeding and feeding. The garden is as old as the 900-year-old cathedral itself, and part of the soaring building's original intricately patterned Norman stonework is only visible from this ancient place. Every time Sam's spade digs into the earth here, he is following in the gardening traditions of generations of experts, beginning with the monks growing food and medicines, and is almost as likely to turn up ancient masonry as modern worms. Parts of the garden still follow the original layout, and in dry periods, the lawn reveals ghosts of long-gone Norman buildings. One of the architectural features which remains is a grand medieval porch which led into the 14th century bishop's palace. Today's bishop lives in a 1950s house, but parts of his garden are still surrounded by high walls built almost seven centuries ago. They shelter tranquil lawns, glorious herbaceous borders, many unusual plants from around the world, a bamboo walk, trees, tree ferns, a meadow grass labyrinth centered on a 400-year-old pear tree, a hebe grown from a sprig Queen Victoria carried in her wedding bouquet in 1840, and an all-pervading sense of peace. Sam relishes the variety packed into this lush and lovely 4 acres, surrounded by city, but alive with wonders of the natural world. Propagating is a particular passion. There is something pretty magical about getting a seed or a cutting and making it grow, said Sam. Growing fruit and vegetables is endlessly amazing. He has already planted a new orchard, scented garden, medicinal herb garden, and a cut flower garden, all fit with the bishop's mission to promote ecological values and reduce environmental impact. Soon flowers for events and meetings will be picked just meters away, and the kitchen garden should be overflowing with all the usual organic fruit, vegetable and salad crops, plus exotic fare including okra, tomatillos and agretti, a saltwort which Sam describes as a bit like samphire. Less than a century ago, 15 full-time gardeners worked here. Today Sam works with a part-time assistant, helped by a team of volunteers and, occasionally, the bishop himself. Bishop Graham is a keen gardener with a particular interest in the environment and conservation. He studied ecology before theology, and his Norwich garden is also home to a small collection of plants brought from his previous home, plus 350,000 bees. Sam has been stung, but says it was entirely his own fault as he was wielding a noisy hedge trimmer perilously close to their hives. Sam first arrived in Norfolk to study philosophy at the University of East Anglia, but has always loved horticulture. He grew up in the Peak District and began gardening as a child. He said his grandfather was obsessed with azaleas, and as a teenager Sam worked at the garden centre and helped people out with their gardens. I got pretty obsessed with gardening too, he said. After a degree and a master's degree in philosophy and a stint teaching English in Spain, he returned to Norfolk for a horticultural course at Eton College and worked as a volunteer in the National Trust garden at Felbrigg Hall. He managed the gardens at Swannington Manor near Reefham before continuing his gardening education and career at the Royal Horticultural Society's flagship gardens in Wisley. Now he is back in Norfolk, and the gardener with a suitably floral name has even more flowers in his life, with a partner called Fuchsia. His parents have fallen for the county too. Together, they have all bought a piece of land to set up an orchard, a vineyard, and a vegetable allotment. And might the vineyard eventually supply communion wine to the diocese? I like that idea, said Sam.